Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, for weeks now, the people of Gaza have had respite from relentless Israeli bombing. But in the early hours of the morning, as some were taking part in a Ramadan meal, the explosions began again. Over 300 people were killed in the attacks, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, and the Rafah crossing has been closed, meaning there is no escape for those who need to leave for urgent medical care this morning. The United Nations human rights chief Volker Turk voiced his horror at the intense airstrike, saying it will add tragedy onto tragedy. In Washington, a Donald Trump spokesperson said Israel had consulted the White House before carrying out the bombings. Sikandar Kamani is Channel 4 foreign correspondent and is in Jerusalem this morning. Sikandar, thank you for being with us. Now, in the last half an hour, we know that Hamas has confirmed that four of their senior leaders have been killed in these attacks. What has been said and what do you know about this?
Yeah, that's right. Hamas has said that amongst the dead, amongst those killed by this huge wave of strikes overnight were four senior figures in Gaza, many of them relating to the kind of internal security, the interior ministry, if you want, of Hamas. But civil defense officials in Gaza also saying that more than 100 of those killed last night were children. I've seen very, very distressing images filmed by colleagues inside Gaza. Of course, international journalists still barred by Israel from entering the territory, but footage showing really horrific scenes of kind of injured, bloody children being taken for treatment in hospitals. Scenes really reminiscent of the early days of this conflict, where we saw also, you know, huge daily death tolls. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually in Jerusalem outside the Israeli parliament, where a small protest by supporters of Israeli hostages still held in Gaza is taking place. You know, resumption of fighting was the worst nightmare for them and for, of course, for the people in Gaza. What's not clear now is whether this is a short, sharp, devastating burst of fighting intended by Israel to try and cajole and force and coerce Hamas into negotiations on its terms, or if this is the start of a renewed wider offensive. Mm-hmm. There have been evacuation orders issued by the Israeli army telling people in kind of eastern parts of Gaza to move further west, raising fears that, you know, a renewed ground invasion could also be on the cards.
Kate, I will hope that your line's going to hold there from Jerusalem, Sikandar, but just on the families of the hostages, and we know there are 24 believed to be alive, over 50 still held, no account of them in Gaza. Their statement this morning pleads with President Donald Trump to intervene here, but we know that the White House has said that they were aware of these attacks happening. So there seems to have been some level of cooperation here between Washington and Jerusalem.
Absolutely. The White House saying that they were consulted by Israel ahead of the strikes taking place. You know, the families, the vast majority of Israelis here are being clear that they want the ceasefire to be extended. They want to see an end to the war in return for all those hostages, both those who are still alive and the dead bodies of those who are still being held by Hamas. But it's been also been quite clear from the outset that Netanyahu and particularly his more right-wing coalition allies wanted a resumption of the war in Gaza, partly because they feel that Hamas has not been destroyed. It clearly, as we could see from the hostage releases that were taking place during the ceasefire, still very much has a presence on the ground. And that had been one of their aims from the outset. You know, what many analysts point to and say is that it is just simply not possible to destroy Hamas as a military, by using military force alone, especially if you're not going to counter political solutions for the region. Mm-hmm. Which so far the government here in Israel has not been willing to engage in. But you're right, the key question is what is America's and President Trump's stance on this going to be? He's the only one who can really rein in Netanyahu and the Israelis if he decides to do so. He was credited with having helped push through the ceasefire in the first place. Now, though, he seems to be very much more acquiescent to the idea of a resumption of hostilities. How far he'll let them go, that's something we have to wait and see.
Now, the Red Cross has said in the last few minutes that Gaza medical facilities are overwhelmed after these strikes. What's your own view on it? Is it an isolated air strike, Sikandra, or are we seeing a new significant military campaign unfolding? Because I was struck earlier when you said that some of the images you are seeing are reminiscent of the very start of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to predict exactly in which direction this will go. We know that the first phase of the ceasefire ended at around just over 2 weeks ago, and we've been in this limbo position ever since, where negotiations weren't really going anywhere, but there was no full-scale resumption of the war and no hostages being released. What was meant to have happened under the terms of the agreement that had been struck by all the sides was that Israel and Hamas would begin negotiations on a permanent end to the war, which would come in exchange for the release of the remaining hostages. Israel and the Israeli government didn't really enter into those second round negotiations. Instead, they effectively tried to rip up the agreement and said to Hamas, actually, we want you to release another batch of hostages before we even begin those talks. And since then, over the past few weeks, they've been trying to coerce Hamas into doing that. They'd already, for example, cut off all humanitarian aid into Gaza. So this is, you know, a huge and massive and deadly escalation. What it's not clear about is whether it will lead to kind of further days and days of airstrikes, as we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. Hamas, for its part, have said that they're keen to work with mediators on trying to extend the ceasefire. I think certainly if we see a resumption of retaliatory attacks by Hamas into Israel, rocket attacks, for example, then, you know, that's a very, very dangerous spiral of escalation that certainly would lead to a resumption of full-scale hostilities. And you've seen already the devastating impact that's having on ordinary people in Gaza today.
Well, we have a new figure now from the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza. 404 Palestinians killed in those overnight Israeli airstrikes. And I suppose an indication really of where this might go is the fact that people are being told now, aren't they, Sikandra, to leave, to try and evacuate from certain areas again. They run up against that problem of where can they go and where are they expected to go to?
Exactly. The Israeli military this morning publishing a map showing areas that they've labelled dangerous combat zones, particularly basically running parallel to the border, the eastern border of Gaza and the northern border of Gaza with Israel, telling residents there to move further inwards, further west. You know, we've seen in the past, of course, what has been described as safer zones by Israel often really haven't proved to be any safer at all. They've also been struck. But you know, that announcement is certainly causing a great deal of fear amongst people in Gaza, reminding them of the waves and waves of displacement that they suffered during the war, and raising fears that we could be about to see a renewed ground invasion. Because under the terms of the ceasefire, Israeli troops had really withdrawn from most parts of the Gaza Strip. They were just really around the periphery, but what we could potentially see, if this is indeed the start of a full-scale resumption of the war, is Israeli troops moving back into Gaza, and back into cities, targeting as they would say Hamas fighters once again, of course with devastating consequences for the civilians there.
So over the next couple of hours, we need to watch for the White House response here, whether Israel continues this, whether this is going to be a sustained attack now, and the Hamas response.
Indeed, absolutely. I mean, I was speaking to a contact from Gaza just a short while ago and asking what the kind of intensity of the bombing was like right now during the day. We're around midday local time. He said that there was still continued bombing, but not of the kind that they witnessed overnight, which was very intense. And probably one of the reasons why we've seen the death toll continuing to rise is that they're still getting information in from hospitals about all of those who were impacted last night. So if one of the key things to look at is as you say, does President Trump come out and say that he is firmly backing Israel in resuming hostilities? He's talked about in the past, unleashing hell on Hamas and on Gaza if the hostages aren't all given over. So, you know, this potentially is something that he is firmly on board with now. At the same time, we know that he likes to be the deal maker. It was his role that, you know, the wide consensus is that helped push forward and push through the ceasefire in the first place. So his stance, I think, is going to be really key. He's the only one with real influence over the Israeli government. We've heard the UN, for example, calling for a return to the ceasefire, for an end to the violence. But it's President Trump who the Israelis are listening to. I mean, one other thing to note is that many here in Israel, who are particularly those who are critics of Prime Minister Netanyahu, of which there are many, are raising a lot of concerns about the timing of this decision to return to the war, because it comes just as a major political storm was brewing here, where Prime Minister Netanyahu had announced he was going to sack the head of his domestic intelligence service, the Shin Bet. That had triggered calls for huge protests that were going to be taking place either today or tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, we have this resumption of airstrikes, and that suddenly pushed further down the agenda. So many political opponents of Netanyahu saying that they believe this was a cynical move that was not about Israel's security, but was about Netanyahu's political survival. Of course, he would deny those allegations and say that this is his strategy to try and force Hamas into giving over the hostages. But you know, you can see the reaction from the families is that they don't, by and large, by that narrative.
And that's what we can hear in the background there, Sekunde, is that those families are now gathering and protesting outside of Parliament.
Exactly. But some of them are expected to turn up here a little later on. This is a kind of a small rally by their supporters, but there'll be a larger rally later tonight as well in Tel Aviv. And you know, very strong words from the relatives of some of those still held in Gaza, saying that Prime Minister Netanyahu has, you know, effectively signed their death warrant by resuming this war. I mean, we've heard even from one of the released hostages, Emily Damari, a British Israeli national, who was released in this latest phase of the ceasefire, posting on social media that this is a nightmare, because you know, everyone who has a relative there is terrified of what their strikes mean for them, and the possibility of them dying in these airstrikes as well as of course the fact that it you know, makes a release all the more difficult.
All right, Sekunde, thank you very much for joining us from Jerusalem. Sekunde Kamani there, who is Channel 4 foreign correspondent, reporting from Jerusalem, where those protests by the families and the supporters of the hostages are just beginning in response to that decision by Israel to carry out further bombing attacks on Gaza overnight. And we'll keep you up to date on that story as it is moving this morning.